Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And just want to get into a couple of things here today. First thing I want to get into is I just want to let everybody know that, you know, calm down, take a breath. And what I'm talking about here is recently, you know, I read the post that Fortnite put up the counterplay and play styles, and I didn't see anything right away, but at least not in our community, but I have now begun to see a lot of people out there, a lot of people in the Fortnite community, you know, casual players and pro players especially, complaining about you know, that post that the Fortnite team put up about counterplay and play styles, and you know, Epic Games and Fortnite team wanting to adjust the game, and you know, them wanting to balance the game out more, so they might be changing things. They didn't even say exactly what is going to be changed. Obviously, we have an idea of things that they're going to change that they told us in that post. Go ahead and go back and listen to that episode so you can listen to what they posted there for the counterplay and play styles. But yeah, I mean, Fortnite is a game that is constantly in development. They're constantly changing things, constantly making the game better. And sometimes, you know, they take some steps forward, and then sometimes they take a step back. But all we need to do as a community, and our community here, is just let the Fortnite team know, you know, if we don't like something. And again, let them know if you do like something. That way they know that they are headed in the right direction. But if they do something that we don't like in the game, they are going to want to make adjustments to make it so that it's a fun game for everybody. They're not just going to change it, and then if everybody hates it, they're not just going to leave it that way. They have the biggest game in the world right now. They're making the most money out of any video game right now. They're not going to purposely change things to make it a bad game and lose all the customers that they have. That's not something they're interested in doing. They're interested in keeping the game good for everybody, and in keep on making money. And you know, again, the best way to do this is to respectfully let these guys know, you know, write them on Twitter or their email that you can get over, you know, at the Epic Games website. Again, the Fortnite Twitter, just, you know, Fortnite Games. Tweet at them, let them know that, you know, when you like something, let them know that you like whatever it is that you like and why you like it. That way they know what it is exactly that they need to keep adding into the game that players like. And then if there's something you don't like, just respectfully tell them what you don't like and why you don't like it. That way they have an idea of, okay, you know, there's not just some, you know, Twitter troll telling us that they hate our game. They actually have something, some constructive criticism to give to us, and letting us know the change that we made they didn't like, and what they didn't like about it, and what might actually make it better. You know, I think that's something that we can all do. I mean, that's just a good general rule to have, I think, in your life in general, is to, you know, you probably wouldn't go to your boss if they told you something that they were making a change at your work. You probably wouldn't, you know, flip out and, you know, yell at them and say nasty, mean things to them, because you'd probably lose your job. You know, in fact, recently, this happened to me recently. In fact, today when I went back to work, you know, our bosses started us out a half hour later. But did I go yelling at our boss? No. Like, I let our boss know that, you know, I'm not happy but with the half hour later start, because it's summer, and when I'm you know, working outside in that hot sun, I'd rather be off earlier than be out there later in the day. You know, and just letting the boss know, you know, that I see what you're trying to do with your change, but it does not really making us happy. And we can do the same thing with Fortnite. Just let them know, hey, I see what you were trying to do, but you know what? It actually isn't good for us. It's not working out. So let's change it back. Let's see here. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say about that. Let's get into the actual game itself here. A tip I want to give to everybody is don't underestimate your opponents. I did this in a recent match. I can't remember if I did that this morning or it was last night. Anyways, I was doing really well. I was, you know, somewhere in the top 10 of this certain match. And there was this guy, he seemed like he was camping somewhere. And then he saw me and he started shooting at me and his shots were wild. So I thought, okay, this guy has no clue what he's doing. I'm just going to, you know, return some fire, put a little bit of pressure on him, run up on him, pull out my shotgun and then get the kill. This is not how it worked out because I underestimated my opponent. You know, when I got closer, he actually improved his gameplay a little bit by the time I got over to him, and I wasn't ready for it because I was underestimating him. I pulled out my shotgun and I got one shot off, and by the time I was able to get, before I even got the next shot off, he had already melted me with a silenced SMG. That was all my own doing. I should have, you know, not taken him so lightly. When I got over to him, I should have been building up. That way I could have got a high ground over him. His aim seemed so bad that I thought I would have him no problem. But yeah, that's not how it worked out. I got my face melted with that SMG. Which is another thing that I want to remind you guys as well, is that SMGs are really good, especially ever since they nerfed the shotguns, you know, both the how many, you know, the shot timing, like the waiting period between shots and the actual damage nerf, those things combined, you know, shotguns are definitely weaker, but SMGs, they are like a formidable weapon now, and you can actually use them. They're really good. Even the silenced SMGs, like I just said this guy killed me with, even those seem really good now that the shotguns have been nerfed. It's something else that you can use now. I just want to keep letting you guys know that this is a good weapon choice to carry in your loadout now. The SMGs, especially the tactical submachine guns, those are really good. You know, the lowest one you're going to get is a green, and they just fire so fast and they do enough damage now that you're going to take somebody down in, you know, 2 seconds. So it's a really good choice. I just suggest that everybody start carrying those and start getting used to you know, aiming with those and shooting with those, because, you know, if you have good aim and you can land that clip on somebody, you're going to take them out. Even when they have 100 health and 100 shield, so 200 total, you're still going to take them out. All right, what else do I want to get to today? I want to get to an iTunes review. I have a new iTunes review here. Obviously, it's a 5-star review, and it comes from The Bad Fulf. It says, "Nice." That is the title of the review, and he says, "I love this podcast and listen to it every day. Though I have not gotten my first win yet, I am looking forward to it. Very helpful tips, and it's cool that the maker is very descriptive on the tips. Overall, this is the only good Fortnite podcast out there. At Demisoon Pinterest, Demisoon add me as a friend on Fortnite, same user." So Demisoon is DMISUNE. Thank you, those are really kind words. I don't think I'm the only good Fortnite podcast out there. I appreciate that, though. I appreciate the love you're giving me there. I know there's other Fortnite podcasts out there, and I'm definitely not going to throw any shade at them, because I have listened to other Fortnite podcasts and I have enjoyed them. I don't think there's another one I have found that is doing it daily, but, you know, those guys that do it weekly are, you know, they do good too. So I definitely don't want to say that I'm the only good Fortnite podcast out there, but thanks for thank you for saying that. Let's see here. Let me remind you now, since I'm talking about iTunes, go ahead, if you're listening on iTunes, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the show, because it only helps more people find the show. Do the same if you're listening on any other form of podcast out there, whether it's, you know, Google Play or Podbean or, you know, I don't even know all the podcast formats that I'm on right now. Anchor, obviously, and Anchor distributes it everywhere for me. It's on like 10 or 11 different streaming podcast sites out there. So wherever you're listening, it does help if you give a, you know, if you subscribe and review the podcast. I'm at this point, I'm only reading out the iTunes reviews. I might try to get to other sites as well at some point. But if you want to get shouted out here on the show, like Bad Wolf did, then leave your 5-star review on iTunes. Go ahead and also, you know, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Twitch. That all is going to help out the show as well. Again, all those links are in the show notes. They're in the show description. So you just click on those links, give me the follow, give me the subscribe. Remember, following on Twitch is free. Subscribing to podcasts is free. That's all we're asking for is for those things. That way we can keep growing the community here, having a good time. I've been playing with even more of you guys out there now. I know I played with, sorry, I cannot remember your name, young man, but I played with a kid from Europe today. That was a lot of fun. And I, you know, will keep trying to play with more of you guys out there. So with that said, I'm actually going to go get in the game now. So and when I see you in the game, until then, have fun. Be safe and don't get lost in the storm.